Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks into your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties, but now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And we're going to kick off this episode like we do each and every time, that is sharing one of you, our listeners, who's using our hashtag STR Share Sunday. Please use it on Instagram. We will find you and we will share you here in the podcast on Instagram to our entire email list and give you a little love. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Blissful Burrow. Blissful Burrow, B-U-R-R-O-W. And I'm just going to start right away with on their Instagram, we love. Their link in bio is their.com, theblissfulburrow.com. And when you tap on that, the very first message that you see is, we love talking with guests. Call or text us for details.
I mean, if that is
phone number, it's right there.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Key. Component there. Their phone number is right there. Like, hello, that is making me feel really welcome. Like, my host is attentive. They are going to be there for me. And secondarily, the
next thing that they do is offer a discount code for direct booking right away. So it's like they're giving a 1-2 punch on We want you to stay with us. We're going to be right here for you to call or text, and we have a discount code. So I just want to say well done to the Blissful Burrow for having that knocked out like that so quickly. And they've got some cool stuff also. I just want to highlight about their property. They have a, does the slide go from the inside to the outside, or it goes from the top to the bottom? I think it, maybe it's just outdoor. But super, super cool. They have like a hanging bed. I know there's the game room is like really bringing lots of fun for the whole family. I believe there's an EV charger. Yeah. Take the family. Go hang out with the Bristol Borough. And they have two pugs. They're so cute.
No, but again, I want to just reiterate their website at the top. It says, gives them their phone number, which guests or listeners, I know that there is, we've been talking on the past few episodes, some, you know, questionable inquiries from platforms like VRBO and Airbnb. I mean, what a better way to, I feel like we get so obsessed with automating all the things, but when you connect with guests, when you connect with someone who, before they even book, like, you really understand how to curate their stay, but also understand what they're about, whether or not the property is a good fit for them or not. So don't discount the power of connecting in person, especially if you've got one property and this is very doable. This is a great way to do some market study.
Agreed.
Yes. All right. With that, let's get started with this episode today. We are on the heels of a new year. And you might be thinking, okay, I need to get organized in 2024. And not just with my supply
Sarah's
closet.
Really bringing the, no pun intended, get organized once they hear what our episode is about.
In today's episode, we are going to help everyone get organized here in the new year. Now is a great time to see how 2023 went. Look at your data. Look at your numbers. Look at how you felt and really unpack the emotions that came with 2023. Did you feel like you were organized? You knew what you were doing. You knew it was coming next. Everyone who's on your team, whether that's your spouse or your kiddos, or maybe you truly are 1000% on your own. Did you feel like you know what you were doing each day to take it to that next level? If the answer is no, or you haven't even thought about that yet, then an org chart might help you get there.
Or you are so dialed in, you are like, it is ready for me to hire some team members. I am exactly where I need to be. I want to free up some of my time. This is going to help you. And we will let you know, this org chart keeps coming up. We brought it up to all of the members in our membership. They were all begging us to send them copies of it. We did that. Sarah and I ourselves had a planning meeting last week, and you better believe we had the good old org chart out assigning who does what, when, where, why, and what the results are. And so this is for all hosts. This is for everyone. If it's your one property, two properties, three properties, four, it's exciting. Let's do it. Because listen, you are wearing a lot of hats. And what we want to do with the org chart too is this is your time to plan out your year. And there's days that you should be doing revenue management. There's days that you should be doing marketing. There's days that you should be doing networking. There's days that you should be doing accounting. You got to block it off on your calendar, make it happen, but you also need to know where it falls in line. So let's get into it.
Yeah. And also, if you are dreaming of starting your own co-hosting business, if you are a co-host needing to get a little bit more professional in the new year, or if you're a co-host who is rocking it out and you're growing and you're just not sure what team members you need to bring on next. Again, this is going to help you. And you head to thanksforvisiting.com/317. You can snag a copy of our org chart to help you get organized in the new year.
Print it out.
Print it out. Make notes on it. And shout out to our hosting business mastery membership in-house bookkeeper, Corey Lee, and Steve Trover from Better Talent. This is definitely inspired by their leadership and their insight after many, many years in the vacation rental industry. We're going to go over this right now over the podcast, and seeing this is also very helpful. So when you have a moment, go ahead, get this freebie, download it for yourself. But let's go through the top three kind of categories that are
at the top.
Prevalent in most vacation rental, short-term rental companies. Now, again, if you feel like this might be like okay, I don't need that yet in my business. That's fine. You don't need that quote unquote department. But we have sales and marketing. We have operations. We have finance and admin. Okay. Those are the top three.
Same again. One more time.
Sales and marketing. Operations, finance, and admin. So ask yourself right now, listeners, you know, which one excites you the most? You know, this past year in 2023, you loved putting on maybe your operations hat, right? You loved getting down and fixing things in the property or being a part of the housekeeping team. Or, you know, maybe if you're a co-host, you loved working with the owners of the property. Or maybe that was your least favorite and you really got jazzed over knowing your numbers or talking with your accountant. Why I'm asking you this is because whatever doesn't excite you should be the first thing that you delegate out.
Let it go.
Let go.
Yes, let's do it. What's next? Go underneath those.
Yes, so we're going to go, I said sales and marketing first. Let's unpack what that department looks like. So we have marketing, owner recruiting, again, if you're co-hosting a property management company, reservations. So that again, marketing, owner recruiting, which also, if you're not a co-host, maybe this is getting your next property, and then reservations. So under those, let's talk about what marketing is. There's pricing. There's branding. There is SEO, which is, you know, the success of your website online. How do people find you? We're not counting on just Airbnb and VRBO and Booking.com to bring us our leads. Email marketing, print ads, which maybe it's not just a print ad. Maybe it's paid advertising on Instagram, Facebook, Google, right? And then there are your actual property listings.
Ooh, I'm already tired. Hosts,
we do a lot.
You all deserve a raise. You do. That is a lot. That's it?
So that's marketing.
Whew. Okay. So I'm just going to, this is where it gets a little difficult. You really do need to carve out time to do this and just start, even if it's 20 minutes. But put marketing specific. I know you will see the results when you start to free up some of your time to focus on this.
And remember, it's one, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. So the pricing, the branding, SEO, email, print ads, property listings, some of those things are non-negotiables, right? Like we have to find time to make sure our listings are accurate and they are attracting people. But when it comes to maybe email, print ads, SEO, maybe you pick one to focus on in Q1, Q2. Maybe you take all of next year and really get into your email marketing, right? What you focus on expands. So I know a lot of our listeners, you own between, you know, one and five properties. So you are doing a lot. Take it one thing at a time.
What's up next?
Let's move on to, I said owner recruiting. So any of you co-hosts out there, under here, it's approaching and recruiting. So finding owners who are in need of your services and being proactive. And then, of course, responding to inquiries that you get from your marketing efforts. And that's another thing too, co-hosts. Going back to marketing, it's not just acquiring guests to come to your properties, but you're also probably marketing to owners to be a part of your program. So owner recruiting includes, again, approaching owners, recruiting them, having a program to offer them. Here's what you get when you sign on to my program. Plus, there's a whole legal component, which we'll get into in a little bit. And then responding to inquiries. You got to be on top of it. Because if an owner reaches out to you and you are not quick to respond, they're going to wonder how you're going to treat their guests, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Now, the other part of sales and marketing, the third part, are reservations, of course. So under here, we have, you know, the reservations itself, the process of taking a reservation, pre-arrival guest questions, did they fill them out? What questions are important? Providing feedback, terms and conditions. So this too, we should do a whole episode on this, Annette. If you have a website, you know, we all are championing direct booking, but we have to make sure that your website has terms and conditions and a privacy policy on it. Reviews, making sure that you're responding to reviews. You are reviewing guests and being active in that whole ecosystem. That you understand the fees that you are collecting or that are being collected from you on the OTAs. And then, of course,
leads.
How are you getting your leads? Obviously, you have the OTAs. There are so many other platforms that are popping up all over the place where you can take advantage of getting eyes on your properties. And so the whole reservations, quote unquote, department is robust.
Yes. And you said it, department. Oh,
yeah.
Or it's you on your phone,
listeners. So that's sales and marketing. Let's recap one more time. Marketing, owner recruiting, reservations. Under marketing, there's pricing, obviously very important. Your property listings, very important. When it comes to your branding, we're not just talking about your colors, your logo. We're talking about how do people feel when they interact with your business, with your homes, with your properties before they even book with you, right? Making sure those brand standards are in place. And then we have SEO for your website, email marketing, and print ads. Owner recruiting, if you're a co-host, or maybe this is the time that you take, like Annette said, put maybe Mondays are marketing Mondays. And, you know, every 4 weeks you rotate through all these things. But one of those might be talking to your real estate agent, looking on Zillow, seeing what your next property acquisition is going to be.
You're your own owner acquisition.
Right. What is your buy box? And what really excites you moving into 2024? And then, of course, reservations and how robust that is from making sure the process. Right now in my business, I am having one of my assistants go through the booking process because we've really onboarded to a lot of online travel agencies, additional ones. And I want to make sure that onboarding process for paying guests is clear, concise. We're not talking to them too much, not talking to them too little. Is there areas for clarity and improvement? So that's something you can do in your reservations department. Reviews, are you responding to them? Your terms and conditions on your website. It's a lot. It's important.
What's up next?
All right. Operations, my favorite part.
Ooh, this is a doozy.
All right, Annette, we've got guest services.
What's guest services? Okay. That's very general.
Yep. We're going to go through all of these.
Okay.
Guest services, owner services. And maybe, again, if you're not a co-host, this is how you are serving yourself and your family because you got into this for a reason, right? Maintenance and housekeeping. This is my favorite part. And let's go over the guest services. So we have post-arrival guest questions, dispatch on call, guest satisfaction in general, inventory and assets, community relations, reputation management.
Where's the cleaner fall in this?
The cleaner is under housekeeping.
Oh, so, I didn't even hear you say housekeeping.
Yeah, housekeeping is a whole department.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've got guest services, owner services, maintenance, and housekeeping. And under guest services, we really want to make sure that we understand after the guest leaves, yes, they leave us a review, but I would say every so often, reach out to the guest, call them, and see if you can get some more information, whether if they had a really great stay and those guests who really were unhappy no matter what you would do, see if you can connect them on a human level and get some feedback. It's only going to make you as a short-term rental owner, operator, or co-host more strong and improve your property. On call, dispatch on call. This is one of the toughest things for us to tackle, especially as owners of, you know, five or less properties. It's like part-time, but all the time, right? You never know when you're going to get dispatched. How can you improve this? Are you contracted with a third-party maintenance company? Maybe you're lucky enough to be in an industry or in a marketplace that has something like that. Maybe you are hiring a handyman just for, like, you know, weekends for yourself. Was this a pain point for you in 2023? And maybe under your guest services hat that you're wearing, you figure out a way to improve this component. Guest satisfaction. We can always improve guest satisfaction. Maybe comb through Airbnb's review system and see where maybe you got a few 4 stars. Maybe you even got a 3-star review.
Right.
You never know. You know what I mean? Inventory. I mean, this is another biggie in guest services because if you are running with your, you know, like your head's cut off in between guest stays, and maybe the guests are suffering because you get a lower quality product or you decide to omit it for that stay because you're not on top of it. How can you make it a little bit more automated? And then we have community relations. Now, you want to talk a little bit about why that's so important?
Ooh, yeah.
And why we should not forget that. And that should definitely be about guest services.
Yeah. The community relations, number one, like what's going on with your neighborhood? Like how can you be a better neighbor? How can you just be a better community? Like, active in your community. So listen, if you can reach out, like Sarah and I just today, we were talking about we need to send some holiday cards to all of our neighbors that they help us with our property from from time to time. But this is something, if it's your direct neighbors, but also just being out in the community, letting people know that you're a host, that you're a proud host. I don't know, maybe you start your own meetup this year, but just being out there, being approachable, doing some give back, you can make an impact. Either it's very, very close to your neighbors right next to you or your whole entire community.
Every morning I wake up, I grab a cup of coffee, and I log into this one website, our business banking with Relay.
If you invest in real estate, manage short-term rentals for yourself or others, flip houses, or any type of business owner, you need banking that's truly built for your business. No more fees, no more minimum balances, no more remembering hundreds of different logins and passwords, and my goodness, no more bookkeeping problems come tax season. This is why we love using Relay, and you should too. Right now, they're giving away free money.
Relay is an online banking platform that's a perfect fit for your short-term rental business. You get as many accounts as you need to organize and allocate income from things like day-to-day expenses, investments, or taxes. And again, like Sarah said, those are all free. And it's never been easier to send payments to your cleaning team, your inspection team, plumber, electrician. You can have virtual and physical Visa debit cards. You can now earn up to 3% APY with Relay savings accounts. And also Relay is FDIC insured up to $2.5 million through their banking partner, Thread Bank.
It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online, and it's absolutely free. Plus, when you fund your new Relay account, Relay will add an additional $50 to your account. That is free money, hosts. So go grab the link in the show notes and sign up with Relay today.
Sarah.
What?
I want you to take a guess how much we are going to spend this year on Airbnb and Vrbo fees.
Oof. I feel like I should know this number off the top of my head.
It's okay. Just make a guess.
16,
17,000? Wrong. Over $50,000.
What?
Yes, I'm on Hostly's direct bookings ROI calculator right now, and I plugged in our stats, and yes, based on the number of bookings we anticipate for this year, that's how much Airbnb is going to charge us for fees.
That's crazy.
I know, but I've got some good news for you. Since we use Hostly as our property management software, the calculator is letting us know if we continue to improve our direct booking strategy, we can save over $15,000 per year.
Wow, that is good news. Plus, and we know this, when we make it our goal to improve our direct bookings with Hostfully, we will have more control over our cancellation policies, guest database, and our overall branding differentiation in this crazy growing industry.
Yes, plus our bottom line.
Yeah.
So listeners, please give Hostfully's direct booking ROI calculator a try for yourself. And we bet you'll be excited to learn more about Hostfully's award-winning property management software and their integrated, built-in, out-of-the-box, completely customizable direct booking site for your hosting business.
And thanks for visiting, listeners. Get $100 off when they use code TFV100 at checkout. That's right. Use code TFV100 when signing up for Hostfully's property management software to get $100 off.
And then we have on your reputation management. What does that mean? Well, it can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. But for me, the first thing that comes to my mind when it comes to my reputation management is to be proactive in my community, right? Not just take in terms of list my property, have my guests come in there, fight for my right to host responsibly, but also, I don't know, sponsor a little league team.
Yeah.
Or if there is some sort of community festival, like how can I be a sponsor of a 5K? Like, again, you are a business. You mm-hmm. are an integral part of the ecosystem of your community. So how can you really stand up for the reputation of your business?
Do it before they're yes. wanting to make changes. We just were talking with someone today. They have a cease and desist. They're switching what's happening in their neighborhood. So it's like you got to get ahead of the stuff before there's any sort of changes to the bylaws.
Let's go to owner services. And again, I said, whether you're a co-host or you are an owner operator, take this as you will, but we have, okay, survey owners. Let's check in with the people we serve. And again, if you are an owner operator, check in with yourself.
Yep, exactly.
Right? Are you happy? Or do you feel some sort of, maybe not work-life balance? I don't really believe in that, but I believe in seasons.
So if you are getting into a season of really like self-care or really getting hard with your family, make sure that you're setting yourself up for success there. But also asking your owners, co-hosts, you know, are the services you provide, are they appreciated by your owners? Are they needed? Do they feel like they have enough information about their property and the success of their property? Communication. Look at your communication flows. Do you feel like, you know, you don't have one source of truth to communicate with you or your team? Could that be improved? And then owner onboarding. So what's that process? It is a lot of work onboarding a property. Co-hosts out there, you know, hopefully you feel me on that one. Owner operators, if you're buying a property, looking to buy a property in 2023, it is
gonna,
a lot
it's going
to
take
work.
Up a lot more time than you think.
Always.
even if you have it down.
To write down that process and to get as streamlined as you can, that could be part of your owner services department. You know, maybe you do that. Maybe you do all of these little checkpoints here I have for you once a quarter. You put on your owner services hat. Then we have maintenance. So maintaining your asset, listeners, you all know, I don't need to preach to the choir,
this
but
this is a whole nother, yeah.
But being preventative and not just reactive with your maintenance. If you're already going to your home to do one thing, could you have a little checklist of things that you're going to check since you're there, right? Maybe unscrew all the drains in your bathroom sinks and make sure those are clear. Maybe you are making sure that, you know, you just became pet friendly. So how are the filters doing in the HVAC system, right? So being preventative. In-stay repairs. What's your protocol if something needs to happen while a guest is there? And then finally, we have in here again, community relations. So maintenance is something that's ongoing. It's never going to go away. It's very important. Do you have checklists? Again, you know, we champion Breezeway. This is how we handle our maintenance. And also now at the end of the year, I can pull reports for all of our properties to see what was maintenanced, mm-hmm. what were things,
plan ahead,
right?
Too.
What properties were problem child, you know what I mean? And see what, you know, what's what when it comes to maintenance. And then last but definitely not least with operations is our housekeeping. This department includes departure cleans, reporting issues. How's that going for y'all? And then reporting the condition of the property and making sure that those turnover processes are working.
Mm-hmm. And this is, if you haven't given a huge thank you to your housekeeping team, this is the time. I mean, you should be doing it all the time, but this is really the time to lay it on the holiday season.
This is our pledge to you, listeners. Get ready in 2024. We are going to go harder into the cleaning world because you've asked for it with our content. So from how to hire and where to find great, great cleaners, because they are out there. How to train them effectively and communicate with them effectively.
Keep them around.
Keep them around. Right. And then also the clean itself. How can we be more eco-friendly? How can we be more efficient?
Safe.
Safe. Yeah. So again, operations, we have guest services, owner services, maintenance, and housekeeping. Last but certainly not least on this list is finance and administration. So we have administration, human resources, accounting. Those are a bit corporate-y words, but let's dig into what they are at their core. Administrative, office supplies, office management, and then a guest relationship manager of some sort. So in the corporate world or in the business world, it's called a CRM, but you might think of it more of like, how can we go, we already have these guests that have already stayed with us. How do we build relationships with them ongoing to welcome them back, get their referrals? When are their birthdays, their anniversaries?
And talk about the direct booking. This is how you're going to make it happen.
Right. And then office management. I mean, where do you do your work for your short-term rentals? Do you feel like it's streamlined and organized and you have some sort of system, which maybe this org chart will help you get there? Then we have human resources. So hiring. Maybe this is the year that you're going to hire your first cleaner and take off that cleaning hat. Maybe you're going to hire a bookkeeper, a CPA. Maintenance.
Ooh, you got those 1099s.
Mm-hmm.
Get them organized.
Do you know what a 1099 is? Do you know where you can store the 1099? Do you know what to do with it at the end of the year? Compliance. So having a relationship with your community, what's going on with regulations in your area and making sure that you are compliant. I know right now in Columbus, Ohio, our city is crawling Airbnb, VRBO, booking.com, seeing who doesn't have an active license. If you are a co-host on a property that is not, does not have an active license, you are being held responsible in our community. What's going on in your community? You need to know and kind of be proactive in asking, hey, city, is there anything new you've introduced? What are you focusing on right now? How can I be a better host? Vendor relations. This is the time to look at your Amazon account. Look at your Costco membership. How can you improve the purchasing process? How can you improve those relationships? How can you maybe work on some deals to get better pricing on things? What cost you the most this past year? What did you spend the most money on? Is there anywhere to squeeze out some more value?
Bulk buy. We were talking about that earlier.
Right. Scheduling. Maybe this is the first thing you do once you download our org chart is schedule putting on each of these department hats so that you can feel like you can, hey, one step at a time. Yeah, exactly. Last but not least is accounting. So reconciling your books, making sure you're staying up on your taxes, collecting your taxes.
This is the one I'm going to like really go hard on because this is the thing that I think most hosts ignore the longest. It's the reason why we're doing what we're doing is for the financial gain. And this is the one thing that we put off because it's not front facing. The guest isn't checking in at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock and they're going to know if our receipts aren't up to date or our books aren't balanced. But I'm telling you, this is the thing you must calendar or it will be, I'll do it Saturday and then Saturday rolls around. I'll do it on Monday and then Monday rolls around. Like this is the thing I do challenge everyone. Please put this on your calendar because January will go by, then February, then March, then April, then May. And then all of a sudden you have this whole mountain of receipts and transactions and trying to remember where you spent what on and making sure you're keeping your business and your personal separate. This one can be the most fun though once you get it dialed in, but it's going to take some work.
We also have in there damage claims. So whether you embark with or get a relationship with a third party damage claim collector or you have it in house, if you don't know what damage claim is, you should sign up for our next workshop and we will explain it to you. It is a great way to offset awkward conversations for damages of things that aren't purposeful, right? Accidental damages, chargebacks. Okay. Everyone's talking about direct booking. A lot of these platforms are now making it where you are the merchant on record. Are there guests who are refusing to pay with their credit card and saying, hey, I'm for whatever reason. And if this is a problem for you in your business, you need to reevaluate what's going on. So making sure that you are, if you get a chargeback, document, even if you got one the whole year, get a spreadsheet, call it 2023 chargebacks and just track them, understand them. Deposits, budgeting too, right? Are you profitable in your business? Understanding, okay, you've paid your team. Have you paid yourself? Do you have cash flow? Are you have profits to put back into the business?
And don't beat yourself up if you don't, because that might not be
the goal.
It might be a long-term play for you. So I do want to make sure that you know what your goals are there.
So hosts, if nothing else, like Annette said, you all deserve a raise.
Yeah. If you are overwhelmed because my head is kind of spinning, like that is so much stuff. And you're like, oh, that I don't do all that. You do. You really, really do all of those things. It's completely overwhelming. Kudos to you. Give yourself a raise. Go take yourself out to dinner. But please download this. This is something, if it's just you, you just go, wow, I do a lot. If it's you and your partner, start to divide and conquer a lot. And Sarah, why don't you, let's go through really quick. Let's just kind of say, why don't you just talk through for the co-hosting company, like the order in which you hired really quick. I think that would be really helpful. Like, okay, the housekeeping team was number one. Number two was reservation. Number three was like inspector. Mm-hmm. Go through that really quick. And could you just say like the org chart, how that's been filed in, if you will, the order of hiring.
Yeah.
I think that would be helpful.
I'm a multi-passionate person and I've never really been great at focusing on one thing. So for me, it was the one thing that will allow me to be still really attentive with the guest, but maybe not there as often. So the first person was the cleaning. Mm-hmm. I'm actually really good at cleaning and I actually love doing it. But I knew that if I was doing that all the time, I wasn't also able to build out the communication with the guests or getting my next property, right?
Right. There was a cap to that for sure.
Right. So cleaning was definitely the first person. Really honing it. I will tell you though that it was a while until I did the next hire because I wanted to make sure my cleaning were dialed in. So I would say about a good year and a half where I was still doing everything else. And then I hired guest services after that.
this is where I needed help with giving myself a break from answering emails.
From the app.
Right. Oof. Chatting with guests on the apps and just, yeah, taking a step back. I saw myself, listeners, and so I'll give you a little behind the curtains. I saw myself getting a little
mad at guests.
Yeah. No. Frustrated with guests. And it wasn't their fault.
No.
It was just never being able to take some time off or to unplug. Because if you unplug, you stop making money. And that's the really tough thing about this industry.
Or you start coming off way wrong way. And I know there are some of you out there shaking your head right now that like, you know what I said, mad at the guest. Like they did nothing except for ask a question that maybe a lot of other guests have asked. And it just hit you at the wrong time at the wrong. But like, if you start to feel that happening, you have got to check yourself. You have got to check yourself. They're the ones paying the reservation, which is paying for the mortgage, which is paying for the bills, which is paying for the taxes. So please check yourself. That is when it's time to get some help.
You just need a break. You need someone to help you, you know, do what you did back in the beginning. Right. And if you are at the beginning,
I get so excited that someone's even booking your property.
Yes. Because if you are at the beginning, I also don't want to scare you into this. This is, you don't have to get to the place where I was, right? You don't have to get the place where you are finding yourself being angry and resentful. Okay. So do as I say, not as I do. Right around the same time, I also hired a bookkeeper because I also started managing for other people, obviously, and I had my own properties. And I was like, I have to make sure I am staying on top of my owner's finances. I do not want to make a mistake. This is not my area of expertise. And actually, I went through two bookkeepers before I found Corey, my current bookkeeper.
Yes. So have patience.
Yes.
Have
patience. And even with Corey, her and I have had to find a flow. You know, what works for me, what works with her, how can we merge, you know, our working relationship. And then came the inspector. Because I, like you, listeners, for many years, felt like I could only afford / didn't think I needed, even when I had great cleaners, that level of quality check before guest arrival. And coming from the hotel world, I was like, I don't know why I think I'm any different. I need to get someone back in this position of checking the cleaner before guest arrival. I couldn't do it every time. So then I finally found that joy of finding people who love those details, who love, you know, fluffing the pillows, checking for safety elements. Yes, checking the cleaner's work, but really just doing the things that they may have missed because they tackle the mountain and then the inspectors come in and really tighten the ship.
Do the detail work, right?
Right.
The staging, the final touches.
And of course, we also have, you know, a CPA and I now have an assistant and
maintenance.
Maintenance, we still kind of handle in-house, to be honest with you.
But then also have, you know, plumber, electrician, just people that you have.
People that I have that might
are ready, because in-house maintenance is a whole other thing. But well,
there is that world, and I know that our listeners are out there, Annette, where like we are in this spot, and I'm with you, listeners. We are in this spot where you're just small enough to have the flexibility to have, you know, these team members, but I'm also not at this point where I'm so big and I have all this money just to throw at, you know, team members. So again, you have to really, again, go back to the finance and admin and looking at your budget. And making sure I still want a cash flow. I want to take some money home for myself. And making sure that, okay, that means I still have to wear these certain hats in the business. And that's okay. That's what it's all about. But doing what you love. So with that, anything else, Annette? I really hope, Annette, and to give you another behind the scenes look, I came to Annette last week, listeners, and I was like, Annette, I am feeling disorganized. I don't know who I am in the company, in the business. And for me to feel like I can conquer the world, I need to know I can't just wear one hat. I have to wear a few, but I just need to know when I'm putting on what hat. And she, without hesitating, got to work with me on what those hats were and where we fit. And so if you're feeling that way, looking at this org chart and just penciling your name to the different boxes, or even putting a question mark is going to be helpful.
Our businesses are not siloed. Like we're still participating in all of these things, but at least getting a little direction, a little guidance, a little organization around it feels good.
Yes.
For sure.
All right. With that, I am Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.